Teen Drinking and Driving. From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, I'm Ira Dreyfuss with HHS HealthBeat. Teens are getting better about driving sober, but teen drinking and driving is still a deadly risk on the roads. Researchers at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reviewed national data. CDC researcher Ruth Schultz.
The rates of drinking and driving among high school students 16 years and older have been cut in half in the past 20 years. Even with that large reduction, about 1 in 10 high school students still drinks and drives each month.
That works out to about a million high school students drinking and driving each year. Schultz says parents should keep in mind that teens often get the alcohol at home or at the home of a friend and enforce a no drinking and driving rule. The analysis was in CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Learn more at healthfinder.gov. HHS HealthBeat is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Ira Dreyfuss.